Santa Rosa will consider next Tuesday the idea of making Santa Rosa a sanctuary city. On the KSRO live line with us this morning is Christy Luman, the director of the Grayton Day Labor Center, which facilitates the hiring process between employers and immigrant workers. Good morning to you, Christy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
A pleasure to be with you. Now, of course, the sanctuary city idea is will be in front of the city council next Tuesday at the meeting. I'm thinking that the Grayton Day Labor Center is probably for this action, yes?
We're definitely for this action. Most of our, we see almost 600 men and women workers a year who come to the Day Labor Center in search of work, in search of community resources, and just support in general. Most of those workers are undocumented people, and most of those workers live in the city of Santa Rosa. So we're very, very concerned for the safety of the community in which we serve, as well as the greater immigrant community at large.
Do you see this as more symbolic, as a message to Trump, or is this like actually going to help what you guys do?
Well, I think I see it on two levels. I think first we need to take a look at what's going on in our state legislature with SB 54, the California Values Act, which passed through the Public Safety Committee just the other day, because I think that this law will give a more weight to sanctuary status in cities. As sanctuary status is very symbolic on many levels, although the cities are really taking a good look at what does it mean under the Trump presidency to adopt a sanctuary status. What does that mean as far as funding, federal grants, contracts to the government agencies and to community groups within those geographic areas? But It's a really important step, whether it's symbolic, whether it carries weight. It's really important. I think it's important because it's a very broad and strong statement as who we are as a community. Because sanctuary doesn't just mean undocumented immigrant people. It means all people who are, you know, the LGBTQ community, all religious groups, any group that could be targeted under our presidency or who feels vulnerable.
How much fear is there, Christy, among undocumented workers at this time?
There's a tremendous amount of fear right now. Fortunately for us, we live in Northern California and we live in Sonoma County, which is a very Democratic-leaning and progressive-leaning community. But at the same time, you know, if you turn on the television and you look at what's going on, and especially if you're watching Spanish-speaking television, the fears are very, very validated because ICE is active in many communities. As a matter of fact, Immigration and Custom Enforcement is active in Sonoma County. Every time a person who is undocumented is released from jail or released from home arrest, the Sonoma County Sheriff notifies ICE 24 hours before the release. And many, many times ICE is waiting for those people when they get home. And so, although ICE isn't working in our jails, and they are waiting for people when they're getting out of jail. So there's a lot of fear, and we have many what we call mixed status families in our community, whereas the parents are undocumented, but the children are born here, or perhaps some of the older children were born in Mexico, and the younger children were born here. And, you know, the pain and the fear of family separation is something that, you know, most of us, hopefully, have never had to encounter.
What kind of advice?
And never will have to.
Christy, what kind of advice can you give these workers right now?
To learn what their rights are. And there are many, many organizations and groups within our community that are doing Know Your Rights trainings, Catholic Charities, California Human Development, VITA's Legal Services, as well as the Grayton Day Labor Center. You have rights under the Constitution as being, whether you're documented or not documented, and you need to know your rights if you are apprehended by ICE or by law enforcement in general.
Well,
so
Christy,
that's one thing. Let me just say one more thing.
Yes, go ahead.
To have a plan, to make a plan with your family, your neighbors, and your community in case you are apprehended. What happens to your children? You know, who has access to your bank account? Who is your lawyer? Right. Where does your family go?
Yep, that's very practical advice. Christy, thank you for being with us this morning. We appreciate that.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. That's Christy Lubin, the director of the Grayton Day Labor Center.